as Escape brings you Anthony Ellis' exciting story, A Matter of Conscience.
You may do as you wish. You are the government resident. will you tell me? Have you found the young men?
By now, they may have been found.
And the women?
They too will be dealt with. They were not priests.
No. But they have brought shame upon us. One is my own daughter, Liang.
Oh, I am sorry.
Now you must forgive me, Munir. I have duties to attend.
Look. Liang, you are an educated man. You know the Englishman meant no harm about stupidity and ignorance, and I cannot believe they would harm your daughter.
Good afternoon, Maria.
Of course, I could not exactly blame the high priest, but to allow sympathy to interfere with my duty was impossible. Before the thing went any further, it had to be stopped. There had not been a native uprising for over 30 years, and I frankly valued my position too much to allow one now. Bali is quite a luscious place to spend one's life, you see. I went to the constable when he occurred and discussed the matter with him.
I wondered what had happened, Manila. It's altogether too quiet for this time of the day, and I don't like the sound of that gong.
Do you think they would take up arms?
Oh, I doubt it. I very much doubt it. Still, we mustn't be positive, must we? I trust that the governor has not heard about this.
Oh, my heavens, no. It would mean our job. I tell you frankly, Quillen, I'm worried. The Balinese seem to have disappeared. There wasn't a soul about when I came down.
The tourists back aboard the ship?
I imagine so. Captain Logan are seeing to it.
And Madame would not say what has happened to the idiot boys who did it.
No, but you know the old man. More than likely, his daughter and the other one ran off with him of their own accord. All the girls love visitors. Unfortunately, this time it is the head priest's daughter.
You know. Hello, Constable Singh. What? No. Where? All right. Get as many men as you can, since they are off.
What happened?
Yes, they'll be along straight away.
What happened?
Very bad. Idiotic. Hello, Cornelius. Kerwin here. I want every available man on the street in 2 minutes. With guns. You understand?
What has happened?
No, it's the natives. They're running amok. I just got a call from the constable at Bateau. I'll explain to you later. Have you a pistol in there, Ray?
No, my heavens, no.
You better take this.
They are attacking? What have they done, Curlin?
They're tearing up our boulevard, waving their swords all over the place. Searching for white men. That's as much as I could get over the phone.
Oh,
yeah, please, Manila.
Well, it has happened. That lazy, delightful island. Those lovely, hospitable people had seemingly gone mad with anger over the antics of 3 tourist boys from an English school. I could not believe it, but there it was. Bali was in the midst of an uprising. We drove in a small lorry to Buleleng, and when we got there, there was not a sign of life in the town. I don't mind telling you I was frightened. Nothing like this had ever happened to me. And here I was, walking along the street with a pistol in my hand.
Cornelius, have your men patrol the walls. If you have any trouble, draw your weapons.
Yes, sir. Yes.
What's all of this?
Where is everyone?
I don't like this weather. The town is completely empty.
But they would not leave their shops open like that.
They would if the temple people ordered them to. They must have run off to the hills.
Any whites living here that you know?
No. Not the native quarters. Unless they're visiting for some reason or other.
I really think I had better notify the governor. If this thing spreads...
I heard about it in Badung. It's already spreading here. They
do squat. What? You see somebody? What?
Outside of the road. In that shop. See?
No.
Come on.
I see nobody.
All right. Come on. You in there.
Oh! I say!
English.
Oh, jolly good, you chap showing up. I thought you were savages for a moment. These two little devils, where did they go?
We should like to know that, too. Are you from the ship, sir?
Yes, I should jolly well say that I am. It's just bad form, you know. Awfully bad form.
Would you mind telling us what happened?
Oh, well, actually, I haven't the foggiest. One moment I was examining some rather quaint idols in the shop over there, and then a herd of screaming Balinese roared down the road, gibbering and brandishing perfectly huge swords. I managed to get away and hide. It's not good enough, you know. You Dutch chaps ought to do something about it.
Just one moment, please. Is there anyone else with you?
With me? No, not at the moment. No. I imagine the other two chaps went back to the boat.
You are not by any chance one of the three young men from Lexford College.
Oh, marvelous. How on earth did you... Oh, of course, the tie. What?
You started all this. Do you realize that?
I beg your pardon. I say, look here, who are you?
I am the Dutch resident here, Raymond. And this is the chief constable, Mynheer Keuring.
Oh, well, how do you do? I'm Reginald Muckridge.
You are under arrest, Mynheer Muckridge.
Under arrest? That's impossible. I'm a British soldier.
You and your friends went into the Temple of Selene today and behaved in a shocking manner. What has become of the native girls?
My dear chap, I haven't the foggiest notion. Not the foggiest.
Do you understand that the whole island is in a state of revolt because of your stupidity?
My dear chap.
If you're too bent by the natives, they will most certainly be killed. Can you understand that?
But actually, it was a little
laugh. They're coming back. They must have seen us from the hill. Come on, we've got to get back to the lorry.
I say, does this sort of thing happen here all the time? I mean, actually?
Not until you and I have been here. You English seem to have the knack of delay.
They've got around behind us.
Look, my Joe. My Joe, there must be hundreds of them. What? I mean, actually.
How do you think, Curling?
I don't know. We can't stand them off here.
I say, hello, some of your chaps herring it this way.
Yeah.
They have surrounded the whole town. We fired over their heads, but it didn't stop them.
We'll have to hold out here until help comes. How many rounds of ammunition have you got, Cornelius?
Only the regular issue, Mynheer.
Seven of us, not counting the English.
You're getting ready to attack.
Yes, quick. Set hot. We'll have to make a run for it. Now.
Shoot!
daughter been harmed, maiden? Or the other woman?
I will not discuss this thing with you. We want the Englishman.
No, blast. Blast and double blast.
Unless you release those men at once, maiden, it will mean severe penalties for your people. I say again, we shall deal with the Englishmen.
No! They must die!
Oh, I say.
Maiden, will you give me 5 minutes to think it over?
We will give you 5 minutes. The two Englishmen are being taken out of your sight. The manner of their death will be prepared. If you do not decide to give up the other, you will hear his friends as they die. It will not be pleasant.
We could see Fondadori as a half dozen natives took the two young Englishmen down the road and out of sight. Maidang stood across the street from us, arms folded weakly, and about him were an incredible number of men, silent and quiet. To me, it was as though the whole of the Balinese male population was there, not really caring whether we would agree to give up Mockridge or not. They would be just as happy to kill all of us.
I still say shoot Maidang now. It may break them off.
No. There must be another way.
Well, you mean to say that you'll simply sit here and allow those cats to be murdered? Well, I won't. You give me a gun and I'll go on us.
Mr. Mockridge, you are very young and very foolish. You would be cut to pieces in 5 seconds. And your friends would die much more slowly.
Oh, really? The governor must have heard by now. The soldiers should be on their way.
I am afraid we will all be quite dead by then, Curtis. You know, it is more the matter of Maidang's daughter, I think, than the desecration of the temple. He is very proud. If he does not go through with this, he is afraid he will lose face.
There is smoke down the road, Mynheer.
There, Cornelius.
My heavens. They are building a fire.
Oh, no, but they wouldn't. I am afraid they would.
How much time have we got left?
About 3 minutes.
I wonder...
What?
We might be able to do it. The back of the hut. We could break it out. It is very flimsy.
Even so?
Well, there were only half a dozen Balinese with the two boys. If we could get down there before Maidang knew we were gone.
I say, sir.
You, sir, be quiet.
They might have more men close by. Or we might not be able to reach them in time.
Heaven knows I do not want to do it, Curling, but I can't see any other way. Can you?
No. We'll try it. You better stay in the doorway where they can see you, Mynheer. As soon as we've broken through.
Cornelius, better take Markovic and try to get up to Singaraja. At least we can possibly save one of them.
I'll see it through here, if you don't mind, sir.
I do mind, sir. You will do as you are told. I think I even surprised myself. I mean, here was I giving orders as though I was a born military leader. It was extraordinary. And I was completely paralyzed with fear when I thought of what Maidang would do to us if we failed. My heavens, I did not want to die, and most certainly not by Eastern methods. It seemed an age before I heard Curlin say that we were ready to go. For Maidang's benefit, I had walked up and down in front of the doorway, keeping up a steady stream of aimless conversation. And now I hoped that my disappearance would not be noticed for the last minute or so of our stay.
Oh, I couldn't. Stay as close as you can to the buildings. I think you'll find it clear behind the town. Then you can make a circle around. Head for Singaraja.
Mr. Mockridge, you better have my gun just in case. Good luck.
Thank you, sir. I'm sorry.
Yes. So am I. Get help as quickly as you can, Cornelius.
Yes, sir. Now then, Mynheer, we must be very quiet. Let me go first.
Happily.
You meant not a sound.
may be a little difficult for me, children. But I'll try.
What do you suggest?
Start firing the moment we step out into the street. I assume the Englishman will have the French to run.
Perhaps we get as close as we can before they see us. And then, without any shooting, we can accomplish the same thing. I have an idea that without the others, the guards might be inclined to be a little more peaceful. At any rate, we can try. If we have to, well, we kill them.
As we moved out from the alleyway behind the huts and shops, I felt as though my legs were made on an edge. The guards had their backs to us. And then, of course, it had to be one of the college boys who gave us away.
Harrison, look! I'm back!
The Balinese swirled around, and it was quite comical to see their faces as they caught sight of us. They were like children, caught with their hands in the jam pot. And luckily for us, they did not make a sound, simply dropped their swords and dashed off in the opposite direction to Hermedang and his warriors were waiting. I took one last look at the stakes, the burning fire, and then with all the torment of cowed eyes and fear at my heels, I ran. We all ran for the hills behind the town and the safety of Singaraja.
But there was still the question of what to do.
Leydang had to be dealt with, so did the English French. I talked it over with the governor and the English consul and Captain Rogan and the communications remains in England and the foreign secretary and the Dutch home government. It was quite a problem. And finally, it was Mr. Margaret who did the right thing. As he said, it was a matter of conscience.
Well, it was my fault to begin with, I realize that. I mean, besides the nonsense in the temple.
Well, then?
Well, you see, she was really a lovely little thing, the lad, you know?
Yes.
And since in that I feel that I fell at his daughter's blessed honor, well, I suppose it could be put to rights, don't you know? I mean, it might satisfy him.
Say, faith, isn't that what you say?
That is what I said.
Yes, well, right there, then. I'll marry her.
You will?
Yes, don't you see? My people are disgustingly well off. We can do it. And then when I get home to England, we'll get a divorce. All very hush-hush, of course, because Mummy will be absolutely furious. And then I'll ship her back to dear Daddy and Madame, you see? And she'll have so much money from the divorce settlement that she can own half of Violet.
It makes sense.
Well, after all, it's the very least I can do. After all, you did save my life, and I'm most terribly grateful.
It might, too.
And then this puts the other chaps in the clear, you see? And then we can all go home.
I will talk to Madame. I did. And to the governor and the British consul and finally Madame Daughter Leland. I think she was quite surprised, for she had no idea what it was all about. And I am sure she cared less. That being one of the delights of the Balinese maidens, their ingenuousness. But she agreed to marry Mr. Margaret if he insisted, which about put an end to the matter. Maybank was a little touchy for the next 2 months or so, and the governor thought it wiser to close the Balinese port to tourist ships until things calmed down. One rather odd thing, though, Maybank's daughter never did return to Bali. Western civilization must have intrigued her immensely, for she remained Mrs. Margaret, and the last time I heard from them, she's making a brilliant career for herself as a ballet dancer and the mother of twins.
Under the direction of Norman MacDonald, this tape has brought brought you A Matter of Conscience by Anthony Ellis, starring Parley Bear. Featured in the cast were Ben Wright and Harry Bartell, with Jack Crucian, John Daner, Don Diamond, and Terry Kilburn. Editorial supervision is by John Meston, and the special music for Escape is composed and conducted by Leith Stevens. Exciting story, The Diary of a Mad